You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about productivity tips for people on the go. And who is not on the go all the time? It's 2020, guys. We're always on the go. Whether you own a business or you work full-time for someone, there seems that there's never enough time. However, I want to show you in 5 minutes, and this could be a hard task, but I want to show you in 5 minutes how you can extremely change the way that you're approach your downtime or your gray areas in your calendar so that you can turn them into gold mines for your knowledge, for your productivity as a whole. Now, I hope that you are going to be able to share this podcast with someone that can benefit from it, friends, family members who, you know, can be more productive. Almost everyone would like to be more productive. So I hope you can share it. And of course, because I release an episode a day, 7 days a week, this is the perfect podcast to subscribe to. So please do so on your favorite app so you can hear these 5 minute episodes every single day in the morning as soon as they come out. Point number one, listen to podcasts and audiobooks when you are on the road. I'm super surprised about many people travel to work every day. They walk the dog. They're always on the go. And then they tell me, you know, I don't like radio. I don't like this and that. But they don't listen to an audiobook. They don't listen to podcasts. Podcasts are free, guys. You know this very well. You're listening to it right now. Make sure to really use them to the best of your abilities when you are driving, when you're doing things that may not require you to be, you know, 100% dialed in at the task at hand, but you can still have some mental bandwidth to use to listen to something, all right? And even audiobooks, let's be honest, it's $14 a month, I think, for an Audible subscription, but you get an amazing audiobook that you can listen in your car or listen on the go. It's the best way to fill those, you know, down times, basically. Point number two, make phone calls while you're going for a brisk walk. If you own a business, or even if you don't own a business, but you need to make those, you know, phone calls, you're like, this is gonna take a long time. Go for a nice walk. Don't do that from seat at home. If you're sitting and you're staring at the wall, or you're in an office and you're staring at your desk and you're on the phone, it may get boring and it may get overwhelming sometimes, and I know how it feels. So why don't you pair up these two things? Walking is great. You can do it, especially if you live in a place when it's not minus 40 like Toronto during the winter. But even then, I know a lot of people go on a treadmill and they talk on the treadmill. You can pair up these activities. Some brisk physical activity and phone calls really are the best match to make sure that you are doubling down on your productivity. Point number three, schedule a weekly time slot to complete your busy work and catch up on small tasks. Again, if you own a business or if you're working full-time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You get to the end of the week and you say, I need to make that phone call to the cable company or whatever it is, or if you have a business, suppliers or someone else. You know how it feels when you have these things that are, you know, always in the back of your mind and you're not able to do them. And especially if you use a planner like I do, if they're not on your planner, these activities may feel overwhelming because you're like, I didn't plan for them. So instead of just planning for the one thing to do, what you want to do is block a time slot in your calendar. I might say, for example, 1 hour twice a week, so 2 hours in total, block them. And instead of writing down the exact activity that you need to do, just call that slot busy work. All right, write it down, busy work, and then on another page or near it, write down all the busy work tasks that need to be completed by the end of the week. So what you're gonna do is realize, let's say on Thursday afternoon at 4, you're like, 4 to 5, it's busy work time. You're gonna refer back to the busy work schedule of the things that you need to do, and then you tackle them one by one. If you haven't finished them, you can keep on going until you're done, or you may have another busy work slot on Sunday at 3 p.m., for example. That's gonna change the way you approach all these small menial things, and it will free up that mental bandwidth that you can use for more important things. Point number four, take online courses on your smartphones from anywhere. Guys, this again is super important. My wife and I just moved, relocated to Europe for a bit. I needed to do some paperwork for my business and it took me so long. I was in line at an office for over 2.5 hours and I remember everyone freaking out around me and being bored and being upset and being like, I got things to do. The first thing that I did is sit down, opened my Udemy app on my phone and I started taking a course. Now, of course, you can't take very, very, you know, intense courses where you gotta take notes when you're on the street. Although you could do that at a park maybe, but now I'm thinking I needed to be, you know, cognizant of the fact that my name was going to be called sooner or later. So I was still able though to take a very interesting course there. And by the time I was done and I needed to actually go into the office and talk to that person, I was like, ah, damn it. I wish I had another 15 minutes to sit here and finish that chapter of the course. So again, this is a perfect example of something that you can do on the go. So whenever you think you have no time, try to mix and match activities that can work well together. You'll be surprised as to how much more time you can create for yourself, for your business, for your family, and for your life at large. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.